Are you looking to live the abundant life no matter what your income is? You're in the right place. This is the podcast that will teach and inspire you to live better. Whether you want to earn more, save more, or improve your relationship with money or people, it's time for the 90 Days to Abundance podcast, brought to you by SavingsAngel.com. Here's your host, the Chief Executive Angel of SavingsAngel.com, Josh Elledge.
Thank you, Cece, and welcome to show number 21 of 90 Days to Abundance. And guess what? This is going to be a lucky one for you because I'm going to reveal 5 big mistakes you're probably making at the grocery store. And I'm going to also share with you just how much it's costing you every week. Also, I'm going to share a great work from home opportunity that could pay you up to $50 an hour. That's right, I said 50, 50, not 15. And then finally, I've got lots of great deals that you can jump on this week and redeem. So let's get started. Would you like me to shout out your username on this podcast and give you all sorts of fame, glory, and all sorts of positive sensations in your tummy? Well, I promise I will name every single username who posts a positive 5-star rating and written review in iTunes. Now, to do that, very, very simple, and I'm going to share what's in it for you in just a second, but just go to savingsangel.com/iTunes, and you can write that review either in your iTunes program on your computer or on your iPhone. Now, Android users, if you use an app called Stitcher, I'm a huge fan of that app, and I'll make sure to do the same thing if you write a review there. Now, also, because there's no way for me to identify you necessarily or contact you certainly through iTunes, shoot me a message and let me know which review was yours. And you can do that a number of different places at Savings Angel. You can go to savingsangel.com/podcast and comment on show number 21, and you can actually, there's a form that'll zip right to me. Let me know that you did that, and I'll look out for that. Now, any review written in the month of May is going to be entered to win a free 90 Days to Abundance e-course, and that has a $200 value. And also, I just really appreciate it. We're up to 30 positive reviews, 30 5-star reviews. That is totally sweet. That has really had a positive impact on our rankings, and that allows me to share this message of abundance to a much larger audience. So also, I'd like to thank all those who have reached out, and just let me know what it is that you like to hear, what you want to see more of at Savings Angel, how I can be of better service to you. I really appreciate that communication. I've gotten some great requests to allow payments for our flagship e-course, which is 90 Days to Abundance. Now, as opposed to paying it all at once. Now, I'm not sure why we didn't offer it earlier, but I think this is very exciting because I know you'll be able to save or earn 10 times your first investment and establish yourself from a lifetime of abundance. Now, normally when you buy all of the e-courses individually, it comes out to $200. Now, in the month of May, we have a special promotion. You can get started $19.75 if you're interested. And that's going to give you full access to everything. Now, there's 4 payments. And so if that helps you, fantastic. If that's not a concern, we'll actually give you an additional $10 discount, and it'll be $69 for the entire 90 Days to Abundance e-course. And I promise it'll be life-changing. And if it's not life-changing, there's a 100% money-back guarantee that lasts over 90 days. That's how confident I am in that. So again, if you'd like to win that course absolutely free, just leave a review and you'll be entered in to win. But let me ask you a question. How many times have you walked out of a grocery store or maybe a warehouse club or one of those super stores wondering how on earth you just spent more than $100? How on earth did you spend so much? Where did it all go? Now, chances are, you might be making one of these 5 big mistakes. Now, Here's mistake number one. You're shopping without a plan. You need to have a list. It's non-negotiable if you want to save money. And that list needs to be written down. Don't wander into the store with some vague idea that you need laundry soap and something for dinner tomorrow. That sort of haphazard shopping is what leads you into leaving with $100 worth of groceries and nothing for dinner. So write it down and stick to the list. Look, I've been studying this for years. Human behavior, when you just walk into a store and you buy what looks good, you are gonna get hosed. So write it down and stick to the list. If you shop impulsively, I guarantee that marketers are waiting for you. They're standing behind the one-way glass and they're watching you, and they have spent millions and millions of dollars into influencing your purchasing decisions in the store. If you don't have a list, you are going to be shopping almost exclusively on emotion, and it's not going to work out in your favor. Here's mistake number two. You aren't flexible with your purchases. Now, while you want to shop from a list, you need to have a certain level of flexibility too. Now, maybe your recipe calls for green leaf lettuce, but red leaf lettuce is on sale. Now, in this case, you don't want to be a slave to your list. Buy the red leaf lettuce instead. Now, along the same lines, if you see a great deal, don't skip it simply because you didn't plan for it. Now, you can't always plan for clearance sales or discounted meats and produce. Now, when you're shopping and you find a great price, it's okay to go off the list and pick up those bargains only in those instances. Now, just be sure that they're products you'll actually use and that you aren't only buying just because it's a quote-unquote deal. Here's mistake number three. You don't know your prices. Now, tying into that last point, you need to know a good deal when you see one. Now, that means understanding the pricing trends for the items you buy most often. Now, at SavingsAngel.com, our Enlightened Shopping section highlights the best deals for our members so they know when a price is rock bottom and it truly is a good deal. Look, there are some things that you're going to see at the grocery store and you're going to see, hey, wow, this stuff is buy one, get one free, or this stuff is 40% off. I'm definitely buying it. Well, I mean, if you're not really aware of that product, I mean, you might not realize that it's always 40 to 50% off. So it's nothing to get excited about. Now, if it's always that discount, really, the time that you would want to buy that product is when you can apply a second discount on top of it. Like, let's say you printed out some promotion from your computer, like a coupon, and you brought it in. That would be when you would want to buy that. And those are the things that we alert our members to. Now, if you don't use Savings Angel, totally fine. You can create a paper price book or use an app such as Pricebook to track sales on your own. Now, to start, record the prices of the 20 items you buy most often. Then watch for sales and write down those prices along with the date of the sale. Now, after a few months, you should be able to see trends in when the items go on sale and how low the price will go. Here's mistake number four. You go into the store hungry. Never ever head to the grocery store on an empty stomach. I'm sure you've heard this tip before. Well, it's absolutely a fact. Grocers have made marketing to your senses a fine art. There's the smell of the fresh bread wafting from the bakery, the sample carts dotting the aisles, the music designed to keep you in the store and shopping as long as possible. Now, if you're hungry, you'll fall for every single one of their marketing gimmicks, especially the smells. Not to mention, you'll simply want to eat everything in the store because you're starving. Shop on a full stomach to make sure you stay focused on your shopping list rather than chasing every sweet smell in the store. Finally, here's mistake number 5. You're shopping at the wrong times. There's a little bit of disagreement regarding the best time to shop. Now, some folks insist that the weekend is the best because stores have extra sales then. Now, certainly, some stores run special promotions. One chain in the Great Lakes region, Meijer, has Super Saturday sales, and that would be a good example. Now, however, my experience tells me that consumers spend less when they shop at off-peak times. Weeknights early in the week are generally best. Now, some research indicates that we buy more when we shop with crowds. What happens is that we see other people buying items, and then we want them too. Now, I've had this happen in reverse when I'm actually buying a product that I may have a stack of coupons for, or it just works out to be a really good deal. And all of a sudden, I'm putting like, you know, 6, 8 of those items in the cart. I will almost always see somebody put the brakes on their cart right next to me and say, "Hey, what's going on over here?" And they don't know what they're buying, but it must be good. And there's so many psychological things that are coming into play here. Scarcity, social proof, you know, people want to feel like they're not missing out on something. And we will unconsciously make buying decisions based on not wanting to miss out on what might be good. Now, but more importantly to this, as far as when you shop, midweek seems to be when a lot of items move to clearance and meat and produce is marked down for quick sale. Now, by the weekend, those items are gone. Now, by shopping earlier in the week, you can shop in peace and likely score some great deals too. Now, whether or not you've ever wanted to become a teacher, teaching English online as a freelance English teacher has become an attractive way to earn extra income. Teaching online is flexible. It gives you the opportunity to meet students from all over the world, and all you need is a computer, the ability to use Skype, and the willingness to teach a foreign student how to speak English. Now, English instructors in most cases do not need to speak a second language themselves. However, beginning students will need a teacher who is bilingual. Now, more advanced students will need help with accent, cultural understanding, and correct word usage. Most students want confidence building and a chance to practice with a native speaker in a safe environment. So, how do you go about getting a job like this? Well, there are 3 different websites that can help you get started. Now, the first one is iTalki. What a cute name. iTalki puts teachers and students together and also offers online language resources that you can use for free. Now, these online resources also help obtain consumer traffic for its marketplace. Now, certified teachers on iTalki are generally called professional teachers. Now, all other types of teachers are called community tutors. Now, once you're approved as a teacher on iTalki, you start earning iTalki credits, which you can exchange for cash. Now, the current English teachers are charging anywhere from $6 to, get this, $40 an hour. Wow. iTalki charges a 15% fee on transactions between teachers and students, but you're only charged when you teach a session, so you don't get charged unless you're making money. The next place you might want to take a look at is Verbal Planet. Now, Verbal Planet approves its teachers based on experience and qualification. You must create a teaching profile and be approved in order to start receiving students. As a teacher, it's completely free to use. There's no membership fee, and you keep 100% of what you earn. Now, teachers teaching English are currently charging rates of $15 to over $30 for a 45-minute session. And finally, number 3 is a website called Tutor ABC. Now, Tutor ABC is a firm from Taiwan. Knowing Chinese is not a requirement since you'll be teaching students who already know some English. A Tutor ABC requires that you have a four-year college or university degree and previous ESL teaching experience is preferred. Now, they also require teachers to teach a minimum of 15 classes per week, and the classes are 45 minutes each. Now, consultants are paid a base rate for each class attended and taught. Now, base rates are determined by experience and other qualifications. Now, tutoring for this company works a little differently than it does with the others. You'll be teaching a group of students, not just one. So if you speak English, you might try teaching it online. I mean, some of those rates are just fantastic. If you're looking for work that you can do at your computer, again, if you want these direct links, very simple, just go to savingsangel.com/podcast and then look for the show notes for show number 21. Well, let me close by sharing some incredible deals that you want to get this week. This first one is not necessarily an incredible deal, but it's cool. It's a coupon for avocados. You can save 20% on any single purchase of loose avocados at participating retailers. And there's a number of retailers that you can redeem this coupon at. If you need that link, just go to savingsangel.com/podcast. And again, look for show number 21 and you'll get your 20% off coupon off avocados. Now, last week I shared a really great deal for pull-ups. Now, this week, if you don't mind a store brand, generic brand diapers, you can get a jumbo pack of diapers at CVS. There's the CVS store brand diapers. They're normally $9.29 for the jumbo pack. Now, they're on sale for $6.99. Now, there's a $2 coupon that you can print from CVS.com. And they'll also give you $2 back at the register in the form of extra care bucks. Your final price for the jumbo pack of diapers, $2.99. That's 68% off. And if you can get away with the generic brand diapers, that's a great deal. Enjoy happy hour at Starbucks. You can get half off any Frappuccino at Starbucks starting from May 1st through May 10th. All you have to do is just show up at a Starbucks between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. and you'll get half off any Frappuccino. The next deal is a coupon that you can print out, and it's a buy one two-piece meal and get one two-piece meal free at KFC. That's a pretty good coupon. Now, each combo comes with two pieces of chicken, two individual sides, and a biscuit. Now, this coupon is valid through May 11th, so if you like KFC, go get that BOGO coupon. Sam's Club is hosting their spring open house this weekend, beginning Friday, May 2nd through Sunday, May 4th. Now, you can take in samples and cooking demos between noon and 5 p.m. each day. Again, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 2nd through May 4th. Now, non-members get free entrance, and you can register as a guest to see more information online at Sam's Club's website. Now, this might be one of those deals where you can show up and basically get the equivalent of a good lunch. I know sometimes Costco is just giving away so many samples. I mean, you could pretty much walk out of there feeling close to full. Now, courtesy of Walmart, you can get a free sample of Listerine Cool Mint antiseptic mouthwash. Plus, you can get a coupon for $3 off with your free sample. By itself, that $3 coupon is pretty good, because if you use that at the drugstores when they put their Listerine on sale and maybe work out some money back at the register, you're probably going to get a free big bottle of Listerine if you time that $3 coupon right. But the sample couldn't be easier. We've got a direct link for exactly where to get that. Just go to savingsangel.com/podcast, click on show number 21. Now, don't forget, show number 22 is coming out on Friday. And in this show, I talk with Lou Mongello from WDW Radio. If you've ever wanted to put together a dream vacation at Walt Disney World and you weren't sure exactly how you were going to afford it, but maybe you were wanting to go to Disney World and maybe it's a few years off for you still, well, we're going to talk about how you can make that happen a lot sooner. And how we're going to do that is Lou has a new book, 102 Ways to Save Money on and in Preparation for Your Walt Disney World Vacation. So again, look for that. That's show number 22 coming out on Friday. And don't forget, if you'd like me to shout out your name on the podcast, I'm going to do that. Every single person who goes to savingsangel.com/iTunes and you leave a 5-star review, I'll shout out your name. And again, more importantly, you'll be entered in to win the full 90 Days to Abundance e-course, which is a $200 value. And again, those are all positive 5-star reviews written in the month of May. And we'll start that April 30th when you're listening, anytime between now and the end of May. And again, you'll be entered to win that e-course. And again, if you don't have access to iTunes, then you can do it in the Stitcher app. And again, the Stitcher app, you can do that right from your Android or your iPhone. And also you can do that at Stitcher.com. Actually, you can access that by going to savingsangel.com/Stitcher. So either Stitcher or iTunes, 5-star review, boom, you're automatically entered to win. And of course, I'm going to thank you on air, and I'm looking forward to that. And with that, my friends, thank you so much for spending this time with me. I really appreciate it, and I hope that I've been of some service to you today. And make sure to tune in on Friday, and I'll talk to you then. As always, live abundantly.